The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. The Silver Ferns have announced their squad for the Netball World Cup. As always, it's a side that really proves a little bit of intention when you look at the team on paper. And joining me now to look at things in more details is Jenny Woods. Jenny, great as always to speak to you on the podcast. Were you happy with the selection that Noel's named, or were you hoping for something a little bit better?
So, Andy, yeah, I think on the whole, it's considered, you know, it's a pretty good team. There weren't many surprises, and I think that's what disappointed perhaps some people, is that they've labelled it a little bit safe. I was disappointed that there was no room for Petra Toyava. I mean, there's no other player like her. And during the Constellation Cup series last year, she was just, you know, unstoppable. She played the first two tests. And then when they when the competition crossed the Tasman, Nolene Tolua took two other mid-quarters just to give them a try. And, of course, you know, the Ferns lost those tests. And I think there's a general feeling that the Aussies simply didn't know how to defend her. And now I think, you know, there's a feeling that perhaps we've lost that advantage. But you've got to say, this mid-court was just so hard to pick. And look, I don't think anyone's going to be, you know, upset by the players that have been chosen.
How much do you think the turnaround between the Netball World Cup and the actual end of the season over there will be a factor? Because obviously the Suncorp and UK leagues have literally just finished.
Oh, look, I know Nolene Tolua is pretty pleased with the timetable that she's been able to draw up for herself. I mean, she's got something like, you know, 7 weeks between the end of the ANZ Premiership and when the team has to go to South Africa. They've got three camps. They've got one here. They go across to the Sunshine Coast, have another one there, and then come back for another one here in Auckland before they head off. She's bringing in, you know, specialist coaches. Laura Langman is helping out. Jane Woodlands-Thompson is also having input along with Yvonne Willering. And I think that's one thing that I think I admire about the way Tolua coaches. You know, she brings in a lot of added expertise. I don't think she thinks she knows it all. The Australians, they have a tight turnaround. That, you know, that England, not so much of a tight turnaround. You know, you've just finished your Super League. I understand it was a really good one. It was a great shame that it was very hard to watch here. I've only seen snippets of it. But look, I think, you know, when it comes to, you know, South Africa, end of July, everyone will be raring to go. And of course, you know, the country that so many people are worried about is Jamaica. And I think they will be having, you know, fine-tuning their side once they get the players that have been playing in Australia and playing at home, get them together and get them humming.
Dame Nolene has given an impressive, really, first Netball World Cup nod to six players. Important for them just to get that experience internationally.
Not surprising when you look at players like, you know, Grace Nwecki, Kate Heffernan, but it is surprising. You know, Maya Wilson's first World Cup, Kelly Drury's first World Cup. These are pretty experienced players, but for all sorts of different reasons, you know, they just haven't been to a World Cup before. Part of that reason was, of course, at the last World Cup in Liverpool, you know, Tolua came back into the mix, or came into the mix, and she, you know, relied on what she called her fossils, Laura Langman, Maria Falau, and Casey Corpora. So they, you know, they took three of those spine positions. So it'll be, you know, exciting times. I mean, the most experienced player in this side, she hasn't got the most caps, but Phoenix Karaka, this will be her third World Cup. And as you say, Gina Crampton, most experienced player in terms of test numbers. She's got 63 test caps. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see. She's picked a lot of combinations who play together for their clubs. Interesting that we had the Northern Mystics here who won the ANZ Premiership, but only two players made the team. So interesting times. And I think she's looked at, yes, as I say, combinations on the court. And I think she's also looked at players that can fit in with each other on the international stage. And so that will be something that we will be looking forward to.
And we see a core of players that'll be key to their success.
Yeah, interesting result at that Commonwealth Games in Birmingham last year. I think, you know, the Ferns, for a lot of it, struggled until, and I, you know, I'm sorry to harp on about it, but that bronze medal playoff match, I just felt that this side came of age a little bit, that they, you know, they got up and over England. And I think apparently a few coaches came up to the Silver Ferns afterwards and said, gee, if you can win the bronze medal without Amelia Ann Ekenasio, without Jane Watson, without Karen Berger, then you are doing something right. And I think that the main thing that they have to correct from last year is they have to win more ball. And, you know, they've got some ball winners in this side now. And I think, you know, you look at Weki, she's got another, well, another year's experience, really, since Birmingham. And the other player who I'm really excited about, Kate Heffernan. I mean, she, gosh, does she win ball? She was, I think, number four on the list of, or well, the top 10 for intercepts, and the only mid-quarter in that list of players. So, you know, expecting big things from her.
And finally, Jenny, what do you think about England's chances? And is there any other team in particular you're keeping an eye out on?
This will be a good test for Jess Thirlby and her England side. You know, they're always full of confidence. They had a bit of a struggle out at the Quad Series in Cape Town in January. They, you know, well beaten by both New Zealand and Australia. They drew with South Africa in that first game. They then did come back and beat them quite well. But I think, you know, there was a little bit of disruption probably going on within the team. I mean, Joe Harton was there but couldn't play and then left and all that stuff. Joe's Harton's now, you know, retired from the international game, so she's made things a little bit clearer. Ellie Cardwell, from all accounts, has had a phenomenal season out with the Adelaide Thunderbirds in the Suncorp. So, you know, and I think hopefully England will get their act together and come good. I mean, they've had a couple of heartbreaks, haven't they, in the last, you know, pinnacle events. I felt for them in Liverpool. You know, that was their home World Cup. That was the one they were going to win. And New Zealand rather spoiled the party for them. So they will be desperately hungry for this one. And all it does is it, you know, it throws up some great matchups for this competition coming up. And I think one team that I'm going to really look forward to watching is Tonga. They have come out of nowhere. They're suddenly seventh in the world. They've announced that they have Kat Tuivaiti, Moania Gerard, two players you may have heard of. Coach of that Tongan team, Jakwa Porimakia Simpson, lives in New Plymouth and, you know, has really done a wonderful job. They've had some great results, Tonga. You know, she is obviously doing, you know, a quite marvellous job of bringing any player anywhere in the world together to play for Tonga. So, you know, let's stand back and see how they do.
Thanks again for your time, Jenny. Remember, all the games at the Netball World Cup 2023, live from Cape Town, are on Sky Sports.
All the best and talk soon.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcast rail.